Well, to Afghanistan now, where the first international commercial flight took off from Kabul's airport today, more than a week after that U.S. military withdrawal. And joining us is Charlotte Bellis, correspondent for Al Jazeera English. She's in Kabul. Charlotte, where exactly are you?
I'm on the tarmac.
Oh, wow. You are on the tarmac. All right. Well, let's get started. What's happening there? Did you see flights leave?
Yes, the first commercial flight has taken off. It had 169 people on it. We've been at the airport and witnessed the whole procedures of the international terminal opening for the first time and then people coming in, all foreign passport holders or Afghans with valid visas. And it was the first time they've come through immigration, they went through security, they showed their passports, and then they were bused to the plane and head to Doha, and then they'll head on to their various homes. People were obviously relieved, thinking, finally, we can get out. But then some people were also very upset, saying, I don't want to leave my family members behind, but this is an opportunity that I have to take, and so I have to say goodbye to them.
We saw such chaos when the other flights took off. Is the Taliban providing security? And who is it that came to the airport to leave? Who left?
So Qatari technical teams have been trying to repair the airport, and it's been a huge effort the last couple of weeks to try to get it functional. Commercial flights have started domestically last Saturday. More commercial carriers started today also, but this was the first international flight, and these people didn't buy tickets. The people that came here today told us they received an email early in the morning saying that there's a commercial plane coming in and you do have a passport or you do have a visa. We'll save you a seat if you want to get on it. And they're the people that are flowing out here.
As you said, travel has opened. Commercial flights are there. Who's traveling on those?
The same people that were traveling beforehand, people going to see relatives or for work, at least domestically. We talked to people who live in Italy or Canada, and they said, you know, we came here to see relatives and then we got stuck and now we're getting on these flights.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were too scared to try to get on evacuation flights because there was such chaos. And then, of course, there was the ISIS bombing. So they stayed well clear and said, I'll wait for a commercial flight. And they said, we're glad we waited because we didn't want to get caught up in the danger of trying to push through
right.
with the thousands of other people who were trying to get out.
Could you tell if there are Americans on the flight, the travelers who received the email telling them to come?
We were told that there were Americans departing on this flight. We didn't find any inside the international terminal, although a separate, you can imagine they bus people from a terminal to the plane like they do anywhere. A separate bus came from nowhere, and it was the first to onboard passengers onto the plane, and that didn't leave from the international terminal. So
yeah.
There is some conversations happening here about whether they were American nationals and had circumvented the immigration procedures and had just gone direct to the plane, but I don't have that confirmed at this point.
Yeah. Do you know anything about what's happening at the airport in Mazar-e-Sharif in northern Afghanistan, where the flights there have been held up and many are queued up there to leave the country because they did work with the U.S. or are American?
That has been ongoing for a couple of days. I'm aware of some flights getting out. A lot of people that are being told to go to Mazar-e-Sharif are interpreters and U.S. allies. The problem is that the Taliban have said, we will ensure safe passage for people with valid travel documents. And it's valid travel documents that are the point of contention, because in their eyes, that is a passport or a visa and not an SIV case number. So what has been happening is families have been going to Mazar-e-Sharif, and maybe the husband has a U.S. visa, but his wife and his children do not. And the Taliban have been saying, okay, well, your husband can go, but the rest of you can't. So there's this confusion, and it's because there's no U.S. consular presence here anymore, how any of these interpreters or U.S. allies will get out, because none of them, or a lot of them, don't have the documents.
Charlotte, we're going to let you go to continue to do your terrific reporting there. But quick question. The Taliban just announced the new government instead of the more moderate members who've been representing the group up till now. Hardliners are in charge. What is the feeling in Kabul? And do you, as a female reporter, feel safe? What's the feeling there?
There were mixed reviews, but I was quite surprised that a lot of people were quite happy, and that security has been good. Mm. Women were saying to us, I don't mind if there's not a woman in the government as long as I can feed my family. But of course, some people saying, you know, will my rights be protected? I'm not sure, especially as a woman or a minority, if I'm not represented in government. So now there's some small changes, like you have to wear a hijab if you're going to go to university. Obviously, the protests have been a flashpoint. But in my own work, I haven't had any issues. And they've been painting murals, painting over murals and across Kabul. And we were filming them paint over a woman's face. And they said, no, no, you can't film this. And I called the head of communications with the Taliban and took the man's number. And they called him and said, you can't do that. You have to let her film. Mm. And she should be able to operate as she wants. So I haven't had any issues. And I know a lot of journalists haven't had any problems. But if you go to a protest, there's a high likelihood you'll be detained and local journalists have been beaten.
Charlotte Bellis, correspondent for Al Jazeera English in Kabul, actually on the tarmac at the airport there. Charlotte, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
From the tarmac.